You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, these two articles that I'm about to share with you clearly shows you that whenever you decide to make a deal with the devil, that bill will always come due, and the devil will collect. Now, who's the devil in these two scenarios? Big Daddy Government. Now, the first article was published on the 28th of July. Democrats at odds over canceling student debt. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Wednesday that President Houseplant does not have the power to forgive student loan debt, putting her at odds with some members of her own Democratic caucus as the pressure builds on the president to cancel $50,000 in student loan debt per borrower. Quote unquote. People think that the president of the United States has the power for debt forgiveness. He does not, Pelosi said in a response to a question at her weekly news briefing. Quote unquote. He can postpone, he can delay, but he does not have that power. Her comments came just one day after Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York, Senator Elizabeth Warren, and Representative Ayanna Pressley, both of Massachusetts, held their own event calling for the president to extend the pause on federal student loan payments set to expire at the end of September, as well as cancel up to $50,000 in student loan debt. Oh, these people got played like three string fiddles. If you get our guy into the office, we're gonna cancel your student loan debt. Oh, oh no, no. I've always said this whenever it came to this particular topic. The devil is not going to just eat those costs. Somebody will pay those debts. You're not getting away from this. Now, the second article was published on the 29th of July. President Houseplant to allow eviction moratorium to expire Saturday. That right there, along with the student loan debts, is going to be the final death blow for a lot of people. The Biden administration announced Thursday it will allow a nationwide ban on evictions to expire Saturday, arguing that its hands are tied after the Supreme Court signaled the moratoriums would only be extended until the end of the month. Gentlemen, it is now officially over for a lot of people. The moratorium was put in place last September by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Quote unquote, given the recent spread of the Delta variant, including among those Americans, both most likely to face eviction and lacking vaccinations, President Houseplant would have strongly supported a decision by the CDC to further extend this eviction moratorium to protect renters at this moment of heightened vulnerability, the White House said in a statement. Unfortunately, the Supreme Court has made clear that this option is no longer available. The court mustered a bare 5-4 majority last month to allow the eviction ban to continue through the end of July. One of those in the majority, Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Oh, Brett Kavanaugh. Do you guys think that he is not still salty about everything that he was put through before his confirmation? Oh, no, 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 no. Mm-mm. He may have tried to play nice, but now wherever he gets a chance to take a stab at the public, he's gonna do it. Anyway, Justice Brett Kavanaugh made clear he would block any additional extensions unless there was quote unquote clear and specific congressional authorization. Basically, what he just said without saying it was, you people fucked me over. Now I got the dick. I'm gonna fuck you over. By the end of March, 6.4 million American households were behind on their rent, according to the Department of Housing and Urban Development. As of July 5th, roughly 3.6 million people in the U.S. said they faced addiction. Well, they did face a little bit of addiction because they were addicted to Big Daddy government constantly lying to them, telling them what they wanted to hear. But anyway, they faced eviction in the next 2 months, according to the U.S. Census Bureau's Household Pulse Survey. But landlords who were opposed to the moratoriums and challenged it repeatedly in court were against any extension. They have argued that the focus should be on speeding up the distribution of rental assistance. This week, the National Apartment Association and several others filed a federal lawsuit asking for $26 billion in damages due to the impact of the moratorium. Quote unquote. Any extension of the eviction moratorium equates to an unfunded government mandate that forces housing providers to deliver a costly service without compensation and saddles renters with insurmountable debt. Association President and CEO Bob Pinninger said, adding that the current crisis highlights the need for more affordable housing. I'm going to reiterate this. When you make a deal with the devil always comes to collect. All these people who are living in fantasy land, thinking that it was going to be okay, that the government was going to just continue to throw money at this problem. Oh, no, 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 no. See, one of the biggest things that people forgot to do was live below their means. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, it's really funny. The apartment complex that I live in, you have people who are roommates inside of studio apartments. Yeah. Crazy. Crazy. But hey, a lot of people had way too much time to actually get out there and find something. If you got laid off of your job, you should have been on that grind. If you're in a household with other people, guess what? We're all getting out to dig ditches or do whatever we need to do to keep this roof over our head. But nope, far too many people got comfortable with the easy life of doing nothing and getting unemployment. The system was never meant to be sustainable. But hey, it is what it is. A lot of these people made these deals, and guess what? Now, that bill is due. Once again, why do you think New York and California have decriminalized prostitution? Now, speaking of California, their actual rent moratorium ends at the end of September. Oh, these people out here really do not see what's coming down the pipe. Unless California can extend the moratorium out further than that, guess what's going to happen? They're going to have a perfect pincer maneuver. The rent moratorium is going to be up, and the student loan moratorium is going to be up at the same time. Wow. It's about to get real bad out here in California. But guess what? People are just trotting along with their head still in the cloud, thinking that Big Daddy government is going to come in and at the final hour, wipe all their debts clean. No, that's too much money that Big Daddy government is not going to let go of. It is what it is. Well, read both of the articles. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, for a lot of you, the power just got turned off. Your feminism, your sexual liberation, your hot girl summers, your honest belief that you're so much better than the average man has just gone out right along with it. Because now, as I stated in my last video, a lot of women are sending out, "Hey, big head," text, and they're going to come to you on the low with hat in hand. It is what it is. Gentlemen, sit back, enjoy your cold ones, and tell them, nope. Equality is now here. The streets are now going to be equal to you. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.